Hello there, Edit Pals. I hope you're keeping well. My name is Barry, and I am recording this podcast in the hottest room of our house on the hottest day of the year so far. So apologies in advance for any absolute nonsense that escapes my brain slash mouth. Talking of nonsense, I played you a track from these absurdist Canadian aliens just after their KEXP session was released in February, and I've been obsessed with them ever since. Everyone I know either is also similarly just infatuated, has no idea who they are, or is annoyed about how they have taken over their social media streams. It's Engin de Poitrine!
We'll be right back.
I do not know how to pronounce that song's title, but it's brilliant. I particularly love the way it ends with just that riff. Oh, what a great time. I went to see them in a 300 capacity venue in Bristol a couple of weeks ago and had an incredible amount of fun. I can't wait to see them again in October in a room 10 times the size. Absolutely ridiculous scenes. Okay, let's move on to new tracks from incredible bands closer to home. Other Half, who are from Norwich, and Felicette, who are from London, I think. I'm going to give you a couple of convoluted yet still slightly lazy comparisons. So Other Half, I described to a friend recently as if they were like Million Dead, fronted by the guy from Hold Steady, and that guy is really pissed off. Felicette are like if Kinnicky were more Riot Girl and in their 30s. I hope they don't mind me saying those, but I think that works. Both bands rule. I love them. Have a listen.
Straight from on the internet. scared about it. There's nothing behind my eyes. Baby, just forget about it. I'm running my shoes untied. But I don't fall down. No one can stop this ride. I don't think I wanna get off.
Lucette have a new album called Plasticine Heart, which came out last Friday. It's really, really good. The artwork is amazing. And please have a listen. Okay, time for something a bit retro. I tend to fall down a kind of post-hardcore rabbit hole at least once a year, and I get obsessed with a couple of records from the late 90s that I was never cool enough to know back in the day. This year's reigning champions are No Knife. I've loved Fire in the City of Automatons for a while, but I've never got round to trying any of their other records. Turns out they're all great, but especially the one this is from, which is called Hitman Dreams. I hope you like it. I mean, imagine if I hoped you didn't like it. That'd be a weird aim for a podcaster, wouldn't it? Okay, this one's called Rebuilding Jericho. I just wish I could just spend all day every day listening to that kind of stuff. I mean, I could, but then I wouldn't be able to listen to any new stuff. And, you know, every time I discover a new album from those days that I enjoy, it pushes back my desire to pay any attention to the Beatles for another... I need to finish all the bands from the 90s first, you know? I'll eventually get to the 60s. Okay, I'm going to play three fairly new songs now. This first one is Rickshaw Billy's Burger Patrol, which is one of the worst band names I've ever heard. But they are great. I feel like they should play Arctangent someday. They'd fit in magnificently. Then a new song by Dry Cleaning that I heard on Six Music the other day and thought was great. So I added to this month's playlist without hesitating or listening again. So looking forward to sort of revisiting it. I've definitely heard that band name before, but it's one of the band names like, I don't know, Remember Sports or English Teacher or whatever, where it's so bland it just sort of falls off my brain completely without friction. But the song I remember thinking was really, really good, so definitely need to explore more for them. And then finally, for this little three-track run, a newie from Coil Guns, who I saw last year at the aforementioned Arctangent festival. They're from Switzerland, I think. Get your Toblerones on standby. We'll be right back.
spin. Grab your own ball, grab your own ball. Sliced by a fingernail. By a fingernail. Fingernail.
I've looked it up. They are from Switzerland. I think the only other band I know from there is Zeal and Ardor. If I am missing out any, well, I obviously am missing out other ones, but if you know any Swiss bands that are excellent and that I would enjoy, get in touch. Find me on the internet. Right, let's get new metal-y for a bit. A new song from Baby Metal, who have guest vocals from Poppy, and a new one from Korn, which they're somehow continuing a streak of not sucking that they started on their most recent album, Requiem, which, you know, Korn are a band that I used to love, and then every time they release something new, I give it a little spin, you know, one or two tracks, and it sucks. Or, you know, more truthfully, I don't like it, which is the same thing in my world. But with that last album, every time they put out a new song from it, I enjoyed it, enjoyed it. The whole thing is brilliant. This new one is really cool too. I think it's from the soundtrack of something, but I don't know what. I can't be asked to look it up. I'm too warm. Let's get a new metal-y for a bit, and then I will be back.
Oh,
Okay, I have looked it up. That Korn song is from Diablo 4, which I assume is a computer game. They'd probably say video game, but I'm stubborn. It's one of the very few Americanisms that I am holding out on. It's a hill that I will lie on. I'm not going to die on it. Computer games, not video games. I know, pedantic, isn't it? Right. I've said right a lot today, haven't I? There's a... This year, Queen released a remixed version of their second album, Queen 2. Last year, they did that for their first one, which they published on their streaming places as Queen 1, which I know that technically is true, that, and everyone would have called it Queen 1 sort of in passing, but to officially change the name to Queen 1 when it was just called Queen feels, I don't know, annoying. So I haven't actually listened to that one, even though Queen are one of my favourite bands. I've listened to this one, but it's quite hard. I don't know how I feel about these kind of remixing old albums and all that kind of thing. Recently, I listened to all of David Bowie's albums in full and found a sort of one that had been remixed after his death. And it sounded amazing, but also like, what's happened? What's going on? And so I put the original on and was like, oh yeah, this is great. Everything sounds sort of weird and strange. And I sort of didn't have quite that experience with this one, because I think maybe I love the album more, but I mainly listened to the Queen 2 back in the day in the format of a tape copied off a record from my uncle's collection, I think. So it's obviously going to sound better than that, because it's not on a Walkman, badly, you know, bad quality through shit headphones. So I haven't really done the kind of work of trying to compare and contrast, but it does sound wicked and you can hear lots of stuff. So yeah, let's listen to one of my favorite songs from Queen 2 remix for 2026. It's called Ogre Battle.
We'll be right back.
rock music in the late 70s was all the songs were basically about fairies and stuff or doing it. And in some cases, probably with Led Zeppelin, doing it with fairies. So that one, yeah, definitely in that kind of fantasy rock, heavy rock thing. Cool. I'm too warm now. I'm going to finish up playing you two more songs, and then I'm going to go and have a bath of ice cream, maybe? Or have an ice cream in the bath? Or maybe a secret third thing. I'll climb into the freezer and make like a little breathing hole with a straw. Two songs from bands that are back with some level of vengeance. Quicksand, who are fucking great and have new stuff happening, I think. I've lost all the ability to think. And then Criteria, a band who have returned a few years ago. Their lead guy was in Cursive in their very early days, and they did his own band and did a few records, which were awesome, and then sort of went quiet for a while. But they seem to be back in a kind of more traditional level of releasing albums in times. Does that make sense? No. Who cares? There are riffs to be had. Please enjoy them. I will be back next month for another podcast with what is essentially me trying to transplant my music taste into your brain. So resistance is futile. Just listen to the stuff that I tell you to, and your life will be improved. All right, I'm off. Cheerio.